With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
All right, broadcasting live from the Disneyland Resort. And we told you we had some insider tips for you.
Yes.
So when you come out here for the holidays begin here and they go through January 6th. And Stephanie Graves is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are the insider when it comes to Disneyland. And you said you would give us some pro tips. Like, first of all, tell JC, because he has not been able to experience the park yet. What's the first thing you would do if you came into the park?
Well, right now, I would head over to Disney Cal Adventure and Park and check out Festival of Holidays, because there is so much going on in Festival of Holidays. There's so many things to sample, so much entertainment, so much food, a little bit of everything, and it's a beautiful celebration of how we all come together, no matter who we are or where we're from this time of year.
Okay, so I walk in there, you mentioned food. What's the first food item I should go grab?
I can't even begin to tell you which food item, because you really need to try all of them. If you want to get the Sip and Savor, you get a commemorative lanyard.
Yes, I got that. Yes.
And then you
get your food, and then you go watch all of the entertainment. So you need to check out Disney Viva Navidad, which is a celebration of Navidad and Christmas. You have the Three Caballeros joining Mickey and Minnie.
That is the best show. It's so much fun.
Isn't it? And there's so much history to that. And so to finally see it like live in a Christmas show is spectacular. But then you have all of these other groups celebrating different parts of different holidays. So you have Blue 13, which is this Bollywood group that celebrates Diwali. And then you have Mostly Kosher representing Hanukkah. And then you can go over and watch this Sound, which is this gorgeous a cappella group celebrating Kwanzaa. But then the best part is you have to celebrate Disney magic, right?
Yes.
So we have a brand new show called Mickey's Happy Holidays.
It's so good.
Isn't it so cute? It's a character celebration. Mickey Mouse comes out with all his pals. They have all new outfits on that represent kind of the spirit and the festival of the holidays. It's very bright and colorful, right?
I was getting teary-eyed watching it. I don't know. I just felt like a kid again. Everything was coming back to me. It was really cute.
Exactly. And the toy soldiers come, the toy holiday soldiers, and they're drumming along, and you have dancers with these beautiful banners, and everybody has a little piece of Christmas on them. Like, even Frozone has this blue Santa hat that matches his super suit perfectly.
Now, Stephanie, it's November 18th. Let's say families from Las Vegas are coming out this weekend. Where's the one spot they should go to get their Christmas card taken?
Ooh, their Christmas card. There's so many different places. We have two beautiful trees at both parks. There's one in Carthay Circle in Disney California Adventure Park, but then we also have a beautiful tree right here in Disneyland Park, not far from where we're standing right now.
Yeah, the one on Main Street.
Yes.
Gorgeous. But there's lights everywhere.
Everywhere.
You really can't go wrong with it.
You can get 1,000 pictures for your Christmas card.
You really can't. I have heard this is one of the most Instagrammable places in the world.
Yeah.
What's going to beat it?
Instagram.
What's going to beat it?
Right. And get others' ideas. Go to Instagram, put in hashtag holidays begin here, and you can see what everybody else is doing and get ideas for yourself. And then download the Disney Park app.
That's your pro tip.
That's your pro tip, because that's got all the information at your fingertips. You can get a show guide when you come in, but you don't really need to carry around another piece of paper. You can have it on your phone. You're going to be on it anyway, taking photos and telling your friends how jealous they should be the fact that you're at Disneyland and they're not. So you just download that app, and you can have all of that up-to-date information while you're there. Before you come, obviously go to Disneyland.com so you can plan ahead, but then go to the Disney Parks blog. It has little bits of history. It's got a lot of information on some of the more up-to-date and newer parts, and they go in depth, whether it's an attraction or a new show. I always love reading the Disney Parks blog.
And all the great foods and stuff are on there. And the other thing, I don't know if you agree with this, Stephanie, I would say get the Max Pass if you can.
Absolutely.
That has been a lifesaver for us. You basically fast pass your way through here. You get all your pictures that they take sent to your phone.
You don't have to worry about a thing.
You don't.
Ever.
It's a new digital age with classic holiday magic, so you might as well take advantage. advantage with all of it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. And the Disneyland Resort, everyone, like you said earlier this morning, they basically roll out the red carpet for everyone who walks into the park.
Everyone's a VIP when you walk in here, which is just fantastic.
It really is. This is yours. This is ours. Remember, Walt Disney said, Disneyland is your land. And you get to experience that every single day, but especially during the holidays, which is now through January 6th.
I don't want it to ever end. Be this way forever.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.